Accession number 31436, Mr. Fred Cutmore, Reel 3. Now, we're talking about your time on HMS Anson, you know, with the Portland Flotilla.
Yeah.
Training, it worked.
Yeah.
From, we think it's from 1949. Anything you remember about your time? I mean, did she just stay in harbour? Is that all you
know? No, we went to sea in it.
Now, tell me where you went then.
Of course, I don't know. Oh, I know where we went. For the 1948 Olympics. Down to Tor Bay, Harbour.
Hang on, 1948?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So I'll change the timing to the other thing. So you joined in early 48 then?
Yeah. We went to the
You joined when you were 17 then?
Yeah. When the Olympics was on, they had a sailing regatta in Tor Bay for the Olympics. And we went down there and anchored in Tor Bay.
And what do you remember of that?
Not a lot. Oh no, I went ashore, I did, in Torquay. But, you see all the yachts going all flying about, they were, and then, it was 1948. The Olympics then, it was the Olympics. That was the last time we had Olympics in this country.
Well, that gives us a time on it, yeah, so we know when we are. So, anything else about your time? Where else did you go with the Anson, or did you go anywhere else? Or?
Don't think so. There was nothing else. I went down there.
So, how long were you on her for?
Well, oh, Christ, that was another thing.
How long?
I don't know. I said 3 months or more.
So, just in 48 then. So, what was your next posting?
My next posting was HMS Bicester.
Now, what's HMS Bicester?
It's a little destroyer. It's about as big as from a massive great battleship to a tiny little...
What did you think of that? I mean, talk to us a bit about it. You know, going from a big ship to a little tiny ship like that.
Shit myself.
Why?
Well, all the blokes was all time-served men. They'd all been in, like, for hundreds of years, and I was a little youth, and when I walked in the mess deck, and this big bloke, massive big bloke he was, he said, "What's your moniker, son?" I said, "Moniker?" I said, "What's that?" He said, "Your name, you dozy git." Oh, I thought, my God. He was the tanky, Daisy Adams, big Daisy Adams, come from Scarborough. And he was the cook and had done everything. He'd done all the cooking and everything. He was the tanky. Mind you, he did make good pastry. And
what about the rest of them? How did they receive you?
Oh, they was all right. I got a good job on there, actually.
Hang on. And what was your... So how small was it? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, it was only tiny. There was three of them down at Short Reach in Gillingham as the Bicester, the Bleasdale, the Cowdray. And they was unclass destroyers. And it was only tiny. He had 4 4-inch guns on. And a set of torpedo tubes and bofers and bomb bombs. That was it.
And you joined her at... She was at Gillingham. Did she stay at Gillingham? Was that where she was based?
No, we used to go out up to Harwich and them places.
On the East Coast, then?
On the East Coast.
Well, tell me what your job was on the ship. So, you were an ordinary seaman,
ordinary
were you?
Ordinary seaman. I was a seaman. That was exactly what it was. You black-leaded the deck, the iron deck, and you just... Ordinary general duties. They all used to do it. Wash paint work. All sorts of things.
So, you said you had a good job. What was that?
I got a good job. I was put on the boat's crew, and the coxswain was a leading seaman. Rolls, his name was. Come from Margate, I think.
Now, what was the boat's crew? What was your job?
I was a bellman.
What did that mean?
Well, when we went alongside, I was to catch the. Some, like the, with the boat hook, catch a ring bolt or something like that to hold it in, and he used to work the engine. He had a stoker down below, and he had a whistle, and he used to blow the whistle with a go-ahead, a gas turn.
So this is, how big is this boat?
Oh, hey, Charlie. Not as big as long as this room, even.
So it's just
a motorboat, yeah.
It's a motorboat.
Well, you had two whalers on there and one motorboat.
And what would you be doing in the motorboat? What was its function?
What was it for? Liberty men, take officers ashore, being back. Go and get the mail, all sorts of things.
Now, tell me about you. You became a gunnery rating on the
Pista. Yeah, well, on the Pista, that was.
So tell me why. How did that happen?
Well, I don't know why. All I got told, he said, you can start learning how to be a gunner. I said, a gunner? And the chief GI on there, or the POGI was then. And they put me up on A gun. He said, sit in there. Now, what you do here is follow their pointers. And
I said, what gun was it? A 4-inch?
Yeah. Twin 4-inch. Boy, that cringe. Did they give a crack?
So what were you actually doing?
Gun layer. And that's how I first started to be a gun layer. And then I had to go for a test in the Chatham Depot.
Hang on. So what did you have to learn to be a gun layer? What exactly did you have to do?
Well, you got two sets of pointers, and one lot was coming from the director that was above the ship, and this one was you. And when this one moved, you had to follow it and keep it level.
Was that easy? Now, that sounds easy. Was
it ain't.
Now, why isn't it easy?
Well, first and foremost, you have to lay for loading, because you can't have a barrel up here and the blokes can't put the shells in. So you have to bring it down to load and take it back up again to where the director was pointing.
What are the problems?
And that's it. And that's about it. But it was... Oh, they were a crack. They were such a terrific crack. They would just blow your eardrums out.
Did you have ear protection?
No, not in them days.
Were you meant to have?
No. You never had nothing. Never did. You never got... What we used to do is get a bit of cotton waste and stuff it in our ear holes sometimes. But it didn't make no difference, did it?
Was it, I mean, could you hear yourself? I mean, could you, did it affect your hearing?
Well, I don't know. I ain't bad, but I'm a bit of Matt and Jeff now, I must admit.
But you didn't notice it affecting you at the time? Anything else to learn about gun laying, or is it just this pointer?
No, that's about it.
Was that the only part of gunnery you learned?
No. Then I was a trainer.
So, did you do the test as a layer first?
Yes.
Well, what was the testing as a layer?
Well, the same thing. Oops, sorry. And then we used to just... A target come over, like towing a target, or... And then you used to fire at it. Or you're not supposed to fire at it, you're supposed to fire away from it, but you fired at it, so you knocked it down, and the bloke had to go back and pick one up, and it took a couple of hours. So
that was a test?
Yeah, that was a test.
Now, tell me about your training as a gun trainer.
Well, it was the same thing, and in reverse. Instead of going up and down, you went from side to side.
You were doing it at the same time as the gun layer. There's two people controlling the gun.
Yes, the gun layer and the trainer.
And so no trouble with that? Well, not too much trouble.
Then I passed out LR3.
Nothing else to learn?
Not really, no. You had to be a gun there, that was all.
And what was it like in the 4-inch turret? It was a turret, wasn't it?
No, it was a gun shield.
Just a gun shield in the open?
Yeah. Just a gun shield.
Now, what was it like when you were at sea in the destroyer? Because they're small.
Unhealthy.
In what way?
Oh, I couldn't stand up on them.
Is that in rough weather or in...
In heavy weather, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
So what was it like in the Bicester in rough weather? Give us... Tell us about it.
Well, she had... what they called them now. Jesus, I can't think of the name of them.
What are they?
If their veins come out on her. Just go in and out. What's happened? They found that they was a bit top heavy, them little ships. So they put these,
people will know what you mean. I can't remember either. Don't worry about it.
Carry on. They stabbed these on them. And when you was in heavy weather, you could hear them going, but when you was in really heavy weather, well, that was it, then you couldn't. It was unholy. They were so tiny and all.
In what way was it unholy?
Well, you couldn't stand up, you couldn't sit down. You slid out the seat.
You've been thrown about?
Oh, thrown about.
And what about, was it dry? Because some of them are wet.
No, wet.
How bad? Well, some of
the water used to come through the one part and then not another part, and then
some of them would have 6 inches of water slopping around on the mess deck. Was it?
Oh,
like
no,
that?
No, no, not as bad as that. But you did get water in there, of course you did.
And what about seasickness? Did you get seasick? Or
often.
Now, what's it like? Go on, tell us.
Cool, diabolical, I can't tell you. I stood it for a little while, in the end I thought, I ain't doing this no more. And I wasn't seasick no more.
You just stopped yourself?
Yeah. I think it was mind over matter.
How badly would you get?
Pardon?
How bad would you get? I mean, we're sick.
Horrible, won't it? Let me take this off when I go to a wee.
Were a lot of the lads seasick?
Oh, loads of them. Yeah, quite a few. It's a thing you can't explain. It used to start off with a terrible headache. I think it's your equilibrium used to go to a Burton. Then all of a sudden, you felt, oh, geez.
What were the heads like on a destroyer like that?
Well, it was only tiny. It was about... From that end of that wall here to back there, that was about that width wide.
About 5 or 6 feet?
That's it. And I think 100 odd men had to use that.
So how what state were they in?
When he was in heavy weather. You didn't go in there.
Why not?
Well, he's just stink.
What with people being sick everywhere and everything?
Sick and... Oh, Jesus.
What about washing your clothes and things?
Had a bucket.
Now, that's what people don't understand. How did you wash your clothes in a bucket?
In a bucket.
How?
Well, first and foremost, outside the galley on a destroyer, you had an hot tap. And a cook in the galley had all this boiling water. I had a big tank. And when it was really hot, so what you used to do, you used to cut your soap up in little bits. Then you dropped it in the bucket and then filled it up with red hot water. Then you got all your dobe in and put it in, that's your vests and your pants and everything. And you pummeled it down till the water was a warm enough that you put your hands in it, And then you used to get over it and do it with your two hands.
Rubbing the clothes between them.
Yeah. In a bucket. Everybody had a bucket.
And what about rinsing? Because otherwise you've got soap in it.
Well, you had a salt water rinse outside. You had a tap outside with salt water. And you could rinse them in that. And you couldn't use a lot of fresh water on some ships because they had to keep that for the boilers.
So where'd you dry it?
Down a boiler room. Or mostly the boiler room. They had wires rigged up in the boiler room. And you hung it up down there.
Now, so what were you doing on the Bicester? What was the ship you meant to be doing? I mean, you were still training in a way on it, weren't you?
Yeah, that's it, still training, really.
Is it still 1948, or we got into...
Yeah, no, I went there, and then... Yeah, that's right, it was 1948, and I went up... That's when I went up to Scotland on the Whirlwind.
Hang on, so how long were you on the Bicester for?
Oh, I don't know, about 6 to 8 months, I think.
So 48, 49?
Yeah.
Now, what was the ship doing during that period? Was it just going between Gillingham and Harwich?
Oh, no, we went to... Dover and some other places.
And what were you doing?
Well, nothing really, just showing the flag.
Now, what do you mean by showing the flag?
Well, that's exactly what it is. The Navy shows the flag around these different ports, like the White Ensign and that.
So what would you do when you got to a port? I mean, would you
Went ashore. If someone said... You was going to sound so you said, oh, we'll go ashore there.
Would you have open days on the ship?
Oh, yeah.
What were they like?
They was nice, some of them. Just get people all walk round and ask questions of one thing and another.
Now, what did you do when you went ashore?
I went up to Portsmouth Inner. We went to Portsmouth Inner.
So what was a trip ashore like in Portsmouth, say? Just give it an idea.
Load of piss off the mat, though, that was all.
Did you drink?
Yeah, still do.
Did you drink a lot?
Yeah.
So what would you drink then?
Mostly beer.
And what were we talking, 4 or 5 pints? Oh, 8 or 9 pints?
No, but 4 or 5 couldn't drink 8 pints, no. About 4 or 5 points.
So not too bad then?
No.
And where would you go? You say in Portsmouth.
All over the shop in Portsmouth. There's a couple of bars just outside the dock gate. But,
And what were those bars like? Were they rough old places? Or
cool, weren't they?
In what way?
Well, you get your throat cut for footing something in there, some of them.
Would you get into fights or not?
Oh, yeah, they did. There's always a fight in the bar up in Portsmouth or them places in Chatham. They was all the same.
Would you get involved or would you...
No.
You'd keep out of it?
Yeah, keep out of it. Let them all knock themselves senseless.
Now, how did you get on with the lads in the Bicester crew?
That's all right. A big fella I knew, but he was in during the war, Pete. And there's a big fella come from Newcastle, and he used to look after you like... Well, he took a shine to me, I don't know why. And we used to get on famous, and... He's a great big fella, and he used to get on famous.
So he kept an eye out for you?
Yeah, if anything happened, like... Because I was only a little fella.
Were there many other friends you had on board?
Yeah, there was a bloke there, Jack Gamble, who was, actually, we ended up on a belt bar together, Jack.
Any trouble with anyone?
No.
What about the leading seamen, the petty officers?
Oh, one of the leading hands was a bit naughty, like, you know.
Now, in what way?
Well, Hooky Rolls, he used to do I used to be with him all the time. He was on a I was on a boat with him. But the leading hand of my mess, he didn't like the idea. I used to come in, I was going ashore and come ashore in all hours, like on a boat.
That was your job?
That was my job. And my dinner was left in the eater, and I used to come back and eat my dinner. And he didn't like that. You should have been here when it was dished out. Oh.
So he was being unreasonable?
Right unreasonable he was.
What about the officers? What were they like?
Oh, weren't too bad.
Did you see much of your officers on the Bista?
No.
Why not? I mean, you should have had a divisional officer, shouldn't you?
No, I had a divisional officer. Because I was after you. I was quarter deck on her. I had a divisional officer now. I can't remember his bloody name. He's a lieutenant, he was. I can't remember his name. No.
What did you think of officers generally? I mean, do you think they were good at the job? Or?
Oh, it's all what called what ship. They used to say, different ships, different captains. And when you went on one ship, you had pigs opens. You went on another ship, and 10 times different.
And what were they like on the Bista? They were okay?
They was all right, yeah.
Now, what about, were you operating, watch system on the Bista?
Oh, yeah, you still done watches.
So what were because people don't know what the watch system is. Can you explain for them?
Well, you done, like, dog watch. It was a dog watch, it was a split of the watches.
That's a shorter one, just 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours. Then you done 8 to 12 and 12 to 4 in the morning. And once you've done, and then you've done the morning watch, and that till 12 o'clock. Then you've done till 4 o'clock, afternoon watch. Then you come back to the dog watch again. And it got split for 2 hours, each watch.
Now, what would you do when you were on watch?
Well, it's all called what you was doing. You either bought a master or keep a good lookout when any ships come alongside. Or.
So would you be on lookout duty?
Only on the quarter deck. You wouldn't be on lookout, not with glasses or nothing like that. You just keep, if you was in harbour, which you had a quartermaster, when you was at sea, you had a coxswain. So, you never used it at sea.
So what would you do when you were on watch at sea? What would you do? What was your
cruising
Oh, you
didn't do nothing.
Set?
You just sat there by the lifeboat. You was lifeboat's crew, in case anybody went over the side. You had to drop the whaler and take.
Now, anything else? So what did you do on the Bista then? I mean, where'd you go?
That's about all.
Just went round some southern ports.
Yeah.
You didn't go anywhere else, though?
No.
How long were you on her for, then? Just about into 49, from the sound of it.
Roughly, about that.
And what was your next ship?
HMS Whirlwind. Another destroyer, but a bigger one.
And what was she like?
All right, but they was all northerners, see? Because being based up in Rosyth.
Was that where you were based with her?
Bum.
Were you based at Rosyth with her?
Yeah, in Rosyth Dockyard. Our skipper was the bloke that ran the lock gates at St. Lazare. Commander Beatty Victoria Cross.
And what was he like?
Smashing man.
That doesn't mean much to people, you see. What was he like, you know?
Very tall man. Oh, big tall man he was. And, he had a sense of humour, like, and, because the cook come, we fell in with divisions one day, and the cook come down, and they all had their medals on, and he said to the cook, "Cook, where's your medals?" He said, "I've got them on, sir." He said, "You haven't, cook." He said, "You've only got your ribbons." He said, "I have." He had them pinned on the arse of his trousers. He said, and look, because he was drunk.
And what was it? I mean, was he a good captain?
Yeah, he was good, yeah. He seen the funny side of it, but they put the cook under arrest, didn't they? didn't get nothing to use or what.
So how else was he a good commander? Well, captain.
Well, I don't know. He used to talk to you, like, not like some of them didn't. At least he spoke to you. Like when you had to speak to him, like, excuse me, sir. That's what is it, like, you know, and you spoke to him.
Was he good at his job?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So a good ship handler.
Yeah, he was a good ship handler.
Now, how did the, we don't, you know, I mean, I imagine it wasn't that, how were conditions in comparison to the Bister? Was it just the same?
Oh, no, it was a bit different, because it was a bit bigger destroyer. And my mess was to one side. Although there was a lot of men in there, the leading hand in there, he was a cracking bloke, he was. And the leading hand of the mess, we used to go sailing, a lot of us then. We used to go all around Scotland.
How? What, sailing on what?
In a whaler. We used to take a whaler and a sailboat. You have a leading hand, though, in charge, yeah? And we used to go sailing a lot, and we would say, okay, we can't take a sailing, yeah, go on. And he said, go and rig it, and we can't, I can't see the officer. And we used to have sails on there, and so we used to go all round the north of Scotland, everywhere. There's Lochiew, Lochaberbull, Loch Doyle, and Little Loch Broom, Stornoway, Allapool, Isle of Skye. I don't know, there's so many places. And we used to go sailing. And he was a decent bloke, that leading man. He'd been in all during the war.
Now, I should have asked for the best. Were you on canteen messing now, on both these ships?
No, canteen messing, both ships, destroyers.
Tell us about canteen messing then.
Well, he got so much allowance each day. You didn't actually get the money. It wasn't till you got mess savings or when you got so much a day, I forget how much it was in them days. I'll say as a figure of speech, about 1 9 pence each, right, to feed you. And that's how it was. I'm only saying that as a figure of speech, though. I can't remember exactly how much it was. And then you had a tanky, what they called a tanky. He used to do the shopping. You got issued with tins of stuff, like jam and sugar and tea, you got issued with that, but not grub like meat and stuff like that. So you had to go and buy that. And then you prepared it in the mess.
Now, that was the job of the cook of the mess, was it?
No, the tanky, like, he was in charge of it, but you had a cook of the mess that took it up to the galley.
So who prepared it?
Yeah.
The cook of the mess prepared
it? Yeah, he just prepared it.
So what meals would you have? Because they prepare different...
Well, you only had one meal a day on a destroyer. Like, you'd have a big... what do you call them? I can't remember that. Big meat pie and that, and things like that. Of course, it's gorgeous, they was.
Was the food better with canteen messing than with...
Oh, yeah, he did eat well. You could see, there's another thing, on a destroyer like that, when you was canteen messing, you didn't get a lot of bread. The only bread you got was when you was ashore, and then when you went to sea, and you was at sea for a couple of days, well, of course you didn't get no bread. There's loads of things, I can't remember them all now.